Join the conversation with me, Larry Lamb, here on LBC. On the line now is Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Future. Good morning to you, Bruce.
Good morning, Larry.
So, are you out and about trying to use the trains today?
Well, no, I wouldn't be able to because my local line is completely shut down. But it would be nice, wouldn't it?
It's just a total disgrace, isn't it?
Well, I wouldn't go that far. I mean, okay, you mentioned a lot of topics. Let's talk about engineering works. You know, they have to be done sometime.
But why aren't they done at night?
Because that was sometimes they are. But when you've got a really major job to do, you know, like replacing a whole load of bridges or something, you know, you need longer than 8 hours overnight or maybe even 6 hours overnight to do it. So, you know, these really big jobs have to be done over a day or two. And given that there are no trains on Christmas Day, it makes sense to extend that to Boxing Day. So, you know, if we want a newer railway, the price we pay for that is the investment we've got to make and the disruption that causes and so on.
Just to go back to what I said earlier on, how did they manage to do that in Switzerland where they were double decker in the trains? So they had to change the platforms and they had to do the bridges and the tunnels. And they did the whole thing month by month overnight.
I'd be amazed if they could do the whole job without any disruption to passengers at all. Like I say, if you wanted to raise the roof of a tunnel, that's a major job.
Absolutely.
That's going to take days and days and days. So I can't believe that there's no disruption to the network. I mean, you know, I suppose you could do it, you know, piecemeal, bit at a time, but that's an expensive and slower way to do it.
Yeah, but we're paying top dollar for our fares, and the companies are making massive money, and particularly when you bear in mind the amount of subsidy that we are still paying them, even though they're privatised.
I mean, they're not making a huge amount of money. Their margins are pretty tight, but...
Their margins are tight, but all the way down the feeding chain of the railways with the companies that rent the equipment and you know, and the fact that, you know, these are, you know, what are they calling these? Roscoes and all the rest of it.
We're
not paying money to finish up with rolling stock that we own. We're renting it all.
That's absolutely right. And you know, the complication and the bureaucracy of the privatised network certainly does add costs to the whole thing. But, you know, the essence of why we don't have Boxing Day trains, apart from the engineering works, which doesn't apply to all lines on every Boxing Day, is because the government simply don't ask them to do it.
Right.
It's not specified in the franchise. So those few rail companies that are running trains are doing it because they feel they can make some money out of it. But most, you know, most lines require subsidy, so the rail company would make a loss if they ran a train on Boxing Day. So not surprisingly, they don't bother because they're not obliged to.
And it's as simple as that. They're not obliged to because nobody has said you are supposed to provide a service as they do. You know, I mean, if you started telling people in France, for example, or in America, that there was going to be no public service, no transport service on Christmas Day, there'd be riots.
You may be right. I mean, we're not very good at rioting in this country, perhaps we should. But yeah, I mean, you're right. Times have changed, haven't they? I mean, the idea that, you know, in the olden days we all went home for Christmas and sat quietly in on Boxing Day and, you know, praised the Lord and so on, you know, we're not like that anymore. We want to go shopping on Boxing Day. So I think there really is a very strong case for reviewing it and maybe, you know, getting the Department for Transport to specify Boxing Day trains. In fact, when the railways were first privatised, they did. We had many more Boxing Day trains in the 90s, but...
But that was a hangover from the publicly owned, because when it was publicly owned, I actually remember when they did the changeover, when they stopped offering service on those days. So, was that a hangover from public-owned days?
Well, I'm sure it was, because, you know, when you privatise the railway, generally speaking, you sort of just transfer the existing systems and whatever into the private sector. And so, yeah, if there was an obligation to run, an expectation to run Boxing Day trains in the old days, then that would have been carried over until it was sort of quietly dropped when the franchises were renegotiated.
And what do you think about the whole question? There's so many people are feeling that it's time to renationalise the railways.
Well, We as an organisation don't advocate that. You know, we have to sort of start off from where we are. But, you know, the East Coast main line, which was running very nicely, thank you, under a state-owned company...
Well, that was direct operated, wasn't
it? That's right, yeah. And that was, that, you know, that was...
And they've just given it back to Richard Branson, haven't they?
Yeah, well, Richard Branson only got 10% of it. But, yeah, so, you know, there is a feeling that if it ain't broke, don't fix it. And if you have a nationally owned, a state-owned operator, that gives you a benchmark to sort of compare the efficiency of the state system versus, you know, the private sector. And now we've lost that. And it's probably for ideological reasons, not because of what works best.
No.
And that's, you know, that's the problem. The Tories naturally will want to privatise everything, and the rail unions naturally will want to nationalise everything, but no one's actually making a sort of rational, evidence-based decision.
And it's rather sad that, you know, you've got those two sides, you've just represented them there. You know, you've got the private owners and you've got the unions, okay?
Yeah.
And as far as I'm concerned, a lot of what went wrong was because of the unions, you know, making unrealistic demands. And right in the middle are the people that actually use it, who don't get free tickets, who don't get a return on investment, but they're the ones that are being absolutely shafted by what's going on. And they are the ones that are essentially represented by the government that they elect.
Indeed, and you've got to bear in mind as well that, you know, the ordinary people like you and me are taxpayers as well.
Absolutely. So we're subsidising them as well.
Yeah, yeah. So we want to get the best deal. On the subject of tax, you know, I noticed that you mentioned it as well. Rail fares are the most expensive in Europe. They're going up on January the 2nd.
Yeah.
I think it's about 2.5%. And, you know, George Osborne, on the other hand, has made no increase to the price of fuel for several years. So it does seem that, you know, he's being unfair to the railways. The poor rail traveller gets shafted every year.
Yeah.
And it seems that he's pricing people off the railways, which is, you know, kind of not what you want to do if you claimed, as I think the Tories did before they came to government, that they were going to be the greenest government.
Well, and
ever.
It has to be the greenest form of transport, does it not? A train?
Indeed, yeah. Excuse me, is that? I've got something caught in my mouth. Yeah, it is. I mean, particularly electric trains, because they not only do they not pollute at you know, where the train is, but they can also use green forms of energy. You know, they can run off windmills and solar power and stuff.
Oh, we don't want any of them about. They blight the countryside.
Yeah. Well, that's another.
Oh, heaven forbid! You might have to look at some piece of engineering that's making energy for nothing, eh? Heaven forbid!
If I could do that, I'd be a millionaire.
Eh?
But that's why we like electric trains. Yeah, they are green, and they use less land, and they're quieter, and so on, and so on. So, you know, we must recognise that there is some very good investment going into the railways at the moment. You know, the electrification of the Great Western Main Line and the Midland Main Line, it's all good stuff, and it will result in faster and more reliable trains. But we want more.
We want more. That's it. Yeah. Thank you so much for joining me there. That's Bruce Williamson from the campaign group Rail Future.